This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, just how do you find an actress to portray the most beautiful woman in history? But first, nearly half of all Americans play computer and video games, and their passion was on full display this week in Los Angeles, where the 10th Annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3, took place. Day-to-Day contributor Shani Jardin explored the surreal sights and sounds at E3, and here's what she found.
For 3 days each May, the Los Angeles Convention Center is transformed into a whirlwind of blinking lights, blasting cyber guns, beautiful booth babes, and the odd cameo appearance by Hollywood celebrities, sports icons, and porn stars. Among the exhibitors are giants like Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony, and Warner Brothers. Mark Fireman of Reebok was overwhelmed.
I mean, for me, this is the first time that I've been in a few years, and it's actually exploded. It's like Super Show on steroids.
According to the Entertainment Software Association, computer and video game software sales grew to $7 billion last year. An increasing number of movies, TV shows, and sports franchises are launching electronic game counterparts. It seems like everyone here wants to get in on the act, even Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner.
The average age of a video game player is 29, so we have a real synergism here in terms of our demographics.
In a game scheduled to be released in November, you become Hef himself, overseeing a multi-million-dollar virtual adult publishing empire. Joe Minton, president and CEO of Cyberlore Studios, says his design team tried to create a new kind of gaming experience.
There's many M-rated violent video games, and there's hardly any sexy ones. And when we look at R-rated movies, there's tons of violent R-rated movies, and there's tons of sexy R-rated movies. And so this game is going to set the bar for what a sexy adult video game is.
Despite Playboy's forthcoming foray, most games that receive the mature rating from the Entertainment Software Rating Board are first-person shooters, role-playing games in which you kill for points. Of these, the fastest-growing are military-themed.
Somebody's in the zone! Target acquired! Incoming!
Steve Merkel is a developer with Novalogic, makers of squad-based tactical games in which players collaborate with teammates over the internet. He rejects claims that military-themed games inspire real-world violence.
I don't think that this promotes violence. I don't think it encourages violence. I don't think people playing this game are more apt to go out and shoot somebody in real life. It's what people do to get it out of their system. And I think it's better that they do it on a computer.
That's the sound of a game Novalogic created around the downed Black Hawk helicopter incident in Somalia. And that is the sound of a real UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter. It's circling outside of the Los Angeles Convention Center. In May 2002, the United States Army unveiled its own game, America's Army, at E3, a sort of high-tech military recruiting tool offered for free online. 2 years later, it has 3.4 million registered users, and to debut the latest version called Overmatch, the Army staged a live demonstration of an urban tactical assault in downtown LA.
Live action, this exciting E3 can only be demonstrated by the United States Army. Virtual action, this exciting, can only be played in America's Army, the official U.S. Army game. That is all.
Retired Army Major Chris Chambers is now the deputy director for the America's Army game. He says it helps soldiers and civilians learn about military life.
We go to great lengths to make this game very realistic. So that includes the laws of land warfare and adherence to the rules of engagement. We've got everything all the way up to a virtual Fort Leavenworth, the military's jail. But also, more importantly, we have incentives for correct behavior.
Fans we spoke with at the Army's E3 booth ranged from 13-year-old boys to former servicemen like Doug Petty, a self-described game geek.
The physics of the game are very different than most first-person shooter games, which are kind of unrealistic or whatever. And I was in the infantry when I was in the Army, so it has a lot of the same skills that you're actually supposed to use when you're shooting a gun. Like, you know, you don't run around shooting crazily. You stop and aim and things like that.
Hardcore gamers like Petty say the greatest electronic games feel like real life, only more spectacular. But at this temporary gamer's paradise, for a few days, the tables are turned. real life feels a lot more like a game. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.